Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen once again to His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and you're welcome to come. Bring your families, your Bibles, and study the Word of God with us. Our morning worship begins at 11 o'clock this morning. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have our prayer service. And then at 4:30, our evening worship. So you're welcome to come to all of these services on this day that is set aside to worship and honor and glorify our Savior, our King, and our coming Redeemer. And on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the middle of the week, we meet at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach on this radio station, or if you have just a Bible question, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. Last Sunday morning, we took our text from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13 and verse 8. We were discussing the question, will tongues, or that is, languages, used in the Bible, especially referring to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, will they ever stop? We read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, and let's read that again this morning. The Bible said, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanisheth away. We noticed last time that the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, is right in the middle of a subject. And the subject is spiritual gifts, which begins in chapter 12 and goes all the way down through the end of chapter 14. So chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14 is about the same subject, and that is that spiritual gifts. We mentioned last time that there's three things in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, that the Bible said would stop. Number one is prophecies. Number two is knowledge, tongues. And number three is knowledge. These three things will pass away. We know that they have passed away. And now, in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13, the Bible said, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. And the Bible said in chapter 13, verse 8, that charity never faileth. And of course, charity is love. And we were talking about this point, that although we know that prophecies have failed, that tongues have ceased, and that knowledge has vanisheth away, that now we have these three things. Number one is that we have faith. Number two is that we have hope. And number three is that we have charity. But even these three will not always be with us. We noticed last time as we closed out the message that there's going to be an end of faith. A lot of people find this a little bit hard to imagine or to think about. But the Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So what is faith? Well, faith, according to Hebrews 11 verse 1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I like to say that faith is just believing the promises of God without any proof other than what the Bible says. You know, the thing about faith is that when you don't see it and you're just trusting God to bring it to pass, that's faith. But when that thing is fulfilled, then you no longer need faith about that thing because you have seen it come to pass. And the fact is that we now live by faith, trusting God and believing His Word that Jesus is going to take us home to be with Him. But one of these days, folks, one of these days, all the children of God are going to be gathered around the throne of God. And you know, in that day, and what a day that's going to be, in that day, we're going to see Jesus Christ face to face. We won't need faith that we're going to see Him anymore, because we will see Him in all actuality, face to face. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? Wow, I'm looking forward to that day when faith is fulfilled. But notice this, there's going to be an end of hope. We have these three things today, faith, hope, and charity. And faith, when it's fulfilled, we won't need it anymore. But the same thing is true of hope. Notice in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, that hope will also pass away. The Bible said in 1 Peter 1 verse 13, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and listen, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Oh, look at this verse. It said that we ought to get our minds straightened up, that we ought to be aware of what's going on around us, and that we ought to have a hope, a heavenly hope, waiting and looking for the revelation of Jesus Christ. Somebody might say, "I hope to see Jesus one day." You can say that two ways. You can say that with doubt, or you can say that with assurance. I know that I'm going to see Jesus one day, and there's a heavenly hope that God has given to me, that I am going to see Him face to face. And when that hope is fulfilled, then I will no longer need that hope anymore, because I will see Him and I will be with Him. That's what the Bible is saying here in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, that there's going to be a day when that hope will be realized, and it'll no longer be a hope, but it will be a reality. But what about charity? Will charity ever fail? Notice what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. The Bible said, "Charity never faileth." Isn't that a wonderful thought? That when I see Jesus face to face, do you know what the fact is? That I'm going to be able to love Him more then than I do now. The same thing will be true with you. When you see Jesus face to face, when you realize and when I realize all the promises that God has given to me and fulfilled for me, I'll be able to love Him more then than I am now. Well, the old sinful nature is going to be gone, isn't it? And I shall see Him face to face. And there will be no troubles from around us and no circumstances to divert our eyes from His glory and from His honor and from His praise. Listen, the fact is that when I see Jesus face to face, my love for Him will be fulfilled in a way that I cannot even imagine or explain now. The Bible even goes so far in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 as to tell us that we're going to spend all eternity learning what a great thing God has done for us. Notice these things that we've talked about. Is it going to be so that that languages will stop? That tongues spoken of in the book of Acts chapter 2 will stop? Why, sure. That's what the Bible says is going to happen. Well, let me ask you this question. How do we know today what the fruit of the Spirit is? If you would, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and read with me what the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is. And it's not being able to have prophecies that nobody's ever heard before. It's not having knowledge that we say God has given to us directly. And it's not having the ability to speak in languages we've never learned before. But look what the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is. Galatians 5, verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." That's the thing that's never going to pass away, isn't it? Because that's back in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, and it's joy, and its peace, and its long-suffering, and its gentleness, and its goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And you know, that's the thing that the Spirit of God works in believers all over this world. He works in them love, and He gives them joy. I know that sometimes in our life, by our own sinfulness, our own wickedness, and our own depravity getting away from God, that we lose the love that we ought to have. And I know that we lose the joy that we ought to have. We lose that peace and that gentleness and that faith and that meekness that the Holy Spirit gives unto us. But that's not God's fault. That's ours. Because we're not where we ought to be. We just need to be like we ought to be. There's nothing in these verses at all that speak about the speaking in tongues as being an evidence of having the Holy Spirit. You see, the book of Galatians, it was written after the Bible is complete. The book of Galatians was written after that which is perfect is come. Notice something else, how that we can grow. And I believe that all people that are saved by the grace of God, they desire to grow and to learn the things that God has for them. Everybody does that. That's saved. Sometimes we might learn some wrong things, but we have to get it learned correctly in order to be pleasing to God. Notice in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through verse 16, that God has supplied for us the things that we need, that we can grow and be the kind of people that He wants us to be. Notice in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, and He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now notice this. In verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 4, why did God give apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers? Here in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So God has given us these pastors. He's given us evangelists. He's given us these apostles. He's given us these prophets, not the office of a prophet, but a prophet, so that we can be like we need to be for Him. And notice in verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh, look at that. We can be grown up in the Lord. We can be like Jesus wants us to be, because Jesus has given us every tool we need so we can grow and be like Him. In verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, now that body is talking about the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is the church, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And of course you read here in Ephesians 4 verse 11 through 16, and you'll find the word loved used many times. Why? Because love will never ever go away. And God has given to us in His church pastors and teachers that we might be able to be fit for His kingdom, that we might be able to grow up and not be children anymore. If you want to grow, then you need to be a part of one of the Lord's local churches. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestdale. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. Listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing.